WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ethiopian singer Esther Awiki has a new album. Our world music commentator Milo Miles reviewed her debut album and finds her second effort dramatically improved.
Esther Awiki's first album was a sore disappointment, especially since contemporary pop from Ethiopia is so rarely released in this country. Awiki came across as a heartfelt fan of soul and hip-hop without much of a clue how to put her passion across. The horn charts were clumsy and thick, and she squealed a lot to show excitement. I didn't think she had much in the way of prospects. Her new album, Kabu, proves me dead wrong. It's a complete turnaround and an enduring delight. Awiki still squeals, but on tunes like Yedi Gosh, which means my guy, she throws vivid trills and gasps all over until she sounds like an exotic scat singer. Her horn accompaniment is lighter and airier, and Faya Virgil, who plays a slew of instruments, is a peppy knockout with his solos and comps. Awiki doesn't stick with simple lust and heartbreak on Kabu. She delivers an irresistibly cheerful song about Ethiopian New Year celebrations, and she hooks a couple other tunes to lists of towns and districts familiar to her audience. This is an ancient guaranteed crowd pleaser and the same bit used in dozens of blues songs and R&B ravers, notably by James Brown in Night Train. Awiki's Kabu even features one track that strongly echoes the spacey, smoky tone of her fellow Ethiopian star, Mamou Ahmed. There is one sure sign that Esther Awiki is playing her own music now instead of the crossover game. Kabu is altogether more measured and easygoing than her first record. Energetic foreign performers sometimes think that successful American pop albums have to be frantic as Manhattan at rush hour. Americans live fast, listen faster, enjoy constant bustle in the top 40. Well, some singers the manic style fits and most it doesn't. Awiki is clearly better off taking her time. While I hope the lyrics to her song, Loneliness, are less banal and cliched in Ethiopian than they are in English translation, it's still a number that's rare in world music. A ballad of lost love that can give you a chill even if you don't know the words. I bet it's the quavering traditional melody. On the other hand, maybe it's just Esther Awiki getting in touch with her understated soul.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Esther Awiki's new album, Kabu, is on the Columbia label.